Hi there. Do you know what your anxiety profile is? Me, I was a besieged panicker. We often say that the first step to reversing anxiety is to understand it. And that's why we've created a tool to help you discover your anxiety profile. And it's totally free. In about 90 seconds, you'll receive your customized anxiety profile. And it will answer so many questions you've probably been struggling with, including, am I going crazy? And why me? So if you haven't yet, pause this episode and head to lifefreeofanxiety.com/profile or click the link in the show notes. I promise you'll get a lot more out of this and every episode once you know your anxiety profile. And now, on to the show.
Hello. I never know how to start this thing. So hello, first and foremost. I'm back, obviously. And we are going to be talking today about the election, not about election results, not about whose side are you on, not about what the truth really is. We are covering election stress, and that includes everyone. This is a bipartisan episode, and we just want to be there for you if the election has completely stressed you out. Now, this was recorded on Friday. Today is Monday, so just bear with us. Since it was recorded then, we might say a couple things that have changed. But anyways, we'll get to this episode, and we hope that we can come alongside you in this extremely stressful year. We're going to touch on why this election was more difficult than other years, what you might be feeling, and how to help. So let's go.
Welcome to the Life Free of Anxiety podcast, where each week we'll bring you another discussion to help you on your way to overcoming your fears. I'm Erica, and together with Dr. Charles Barr, a licensed clinical psychologist specializing in anxiety, we'll be your guides on this journey. To find a list of helpful free resources we offer, head to lifefreeofanxiety.com. Because you are not broken, you are not alone, and you are on your way to living a life free of anxiety.
Well, we are back, and by we, Dr. Barr and I are back. To discuss the election, not in a stressful way. Don't worry, you get plenty of that. But we are going to discuss what some are calling election stress disorder. And I could see why they're calling that. This election has been anything but easy. But before we get into that, I wanted to bring up something a little bit lighter. Dr. Barr knows that my family and I dressed up as What About Bob for Halloween, where I was Bob Wiley. And
oh, you guys looked great.
And my husband was Dr. Marvin. And our little son was Baby Steps, the book. So if you've seen the movie, you understand. If you haven't seen the movie, you don't understand. And we sound crazy, which we probably sound crazy anyway. But Dr. Barr hates that movie. So we did.
It was my worst nightmare, for those of you who didn't hear an earlier podcast.
Yeah, as a therapist, you don't want somebody stalking you. That might be
no,
a little
you
bit
certainly
crazy.
Don't.
But I'm telling you right now, I'm his Bob Wiley, because I work with him. I follow him around. I text him. I know where he lives. So we've pretty much got that relationship going anyway. And you used to be my therapist and helped me overcome my fear of elevators. So you just taught me baby steps, and that was all it took. Look at us
now.
That's
right. And I you took off.
I love that your wife saw our pictures on Facebook and went ahead and got the movie. So she is now
going, we need to order that and watch that again. It's like, oh my goodness. But okay.
So, Doctor,
I've decided that I'm talking to myself that I'm going to watch this movie as a funny movie, not as a nightmare.
That is hilarious that you have to. I'm like, anytime I have a bad day, like especially right now with this election stuff, I'm like, I need to watch What About Bob. But with you, you have to like de-stress to watch What About Bob, which is
that's right.
Which is not what how many people have to watch that, but I love it. So
I have to change references.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, you're an anxiety specialist. You know how to work with things.
Well, we'll see how I do. I'll let you know.
Yes, please keep us updated. Please keep us updated. My favorite movie in the whole world, so I want to be kept updated. You know, I told somebody in my church the other day, it was a Bible study, that I was explaining my costume, and everyone was kind of staring at me like, what? And the only girl who knew that movie at the table goes, oh, I know that movie. It drove me crazy. And so I guess you're not totally alone.
Oh, good, good. Bless that lady.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we went from a lot of lightheartedness, a lot of costume fun, and, you know, whatever you did for Halloween or whatever you watched a scary movie and had popcorn. And then we went into election week. So we're all stressed out now. We're all stressed out now. And Dr. Barr is taking calls all week as a therapist on this subject, as you can imagine. So he knows a thing or two about what people are going through right now.
Well, we're all on pins and needles. Not only did we have the gravity of what the election is about, choosing our president and choosing the direction we're going in the next 4 years, but then we have to wait. And we all know how well we like to wait. Oh,
I just love waiting. Oh, my gosh, it's so fun. Yeah. And usually we're waiting for something like small, like a line or a pizza or something, but this is pressing waiting. And according to USA Today, 70% of adults feel significant amounts of stress regarding the election, which is a dramatic increase since 2016, when 52% said the same. Now, I had to think about this. There was a lot that came up for me when I said I want to do an episode on election stress. And I started was, and I got some of this from USA Today, but why does this election feel so pressing? What's so important? And the truth is that the stakes feel a lot higher in this election. We've seen a lot of stuff this year in a very short amount of time. We've seen a lot of stuff. This year will definitely go down in history. We started with a pandemic. There was so much racial unrest and tons of natural disasters.
The riots and the concerns over policing and all kinds of concerns over our governance, concerns over socialism. You know, is Antifa trying to take over the country? Mm-hmm. Are we going fascist? You know, so yes, there are a lot of big concerns.
The pandemic alone, I mean, what, 30,000 people die in New York? I mean, New York.
It's a big concern.
I mean,
it's a big concern.
And then,
so we have a lot of issues on our plate.
Yeah. Along with this, with what I just named with this election, I just wanted to point out there was also the stress of filling out ballots correctly, being intimidated at the polls, voter fraud, and then the tension with your neighbors, your brothers and sisters, your spouse, everybody who felt so strongly because of these three things like racial unrest, pandemic, natural disasters. Politics are usually heated anyway, but then we were also fearing the cheating problem. Who's telling us the truth? And what I was saying about when we used to go to sleep and we would, you know, you were talking about the networks. Well, we used to pretty much trust that system, right? That was pretty much they told us who was president. That was how it went. And this year just bonkers to me with all of this. It did my vote count. Would somebody dare to intimidate me at the poll? Did somebody get too close to me when I was voting? Dr. Barr, you were just going to go into why we shouldn't worry. I just wanted to give everyone that credit of, you have reason to be stressed out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think we have all felt the stress. There's no doubt about that.
I know I have.
I have too. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to tell you how I voted because it doesn't matter.
Right.
On that end. But I feel the same kinds of stresses that everyone else does. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm a therapist doesn't mean I'm an automaton. I feel the same kind of stresses. Mm-hmm. And they take a toll on everyone.
Yeah, I have empathy for the first time for both sides on just like how the emotional well-being of everybody. I've never really thought about the other side as much, but I really have gotten to the point where at this point where we're so unknown, everything is so unknown. I'm worried about everyone. It's not just me. It's not just people who voted like me.
Yeah. I think that this is one of the first elections where literally everyone has felt the same kind of feeling.
Yes. Yes.
On election night, Trump voters went to bed thinking, I think we've got this in the bag. Mm-hmm. And they woke up the next morning to see that, oh no, Biden is creeping up. Maybe we don't have this in the bag. And Biden voters went to bed on Tuesday night feeling dejected and depressed and stressed out and all that, to wake up in the morning and say, oh, there's a flicker of hope here.
Right.
And so I think both sides in this election have been on a roller coaster of highs and lows of yes, we do, no, we don't. So we're going from hope to despair and back and forth.
Can you explain what kind of symptoms come with that when you're on this roller coaster? Like how have you seen it play out in your office and what does that look like?
Well, I've had people who have had difficulty sleeping. Mm-hmm. Certainly people who are, I haven't had too many people turn to substance abuse, but I know that's out there right now.
Yes.
You know, it's like, I'm just going to have a stiff drink and be done with it.
Right. Try to numb myself. Yeah.
Yeah. Try to numb out. Certainly feelings of hopelessness and despair, wondering if your vote was worth doing all that you did. You know, when you're one of millions, it feels like your vote doesn't count much. And yet we see in some of these states that we're literally like 1500 votes apart.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, my vote does count. You know, I could be one of those. So, I've had, some people who have decided to just bake during this period until they find out the answer.
Bake?
You know, bake. You know, it's like, I'm going to go and bake cookies.
Bake. Oh,
bake.
I was
gingerbread man.
I imagine somebody sunbathing like endlessly for some reason.
Wrong kind of bake.
I think you meant bake. Okay, that makes sense. Come on, Erica. See, the stress is getting to me too.
We're talking about kitchen here.
I like the idea of baking. That's good. I actually, I think that's one of the things you should do.
I probably, you know, I think I've probably turned to overeating during this.
Yes.
Seeking out comfort food.
I have been so hungry.
Things like that.
And everything so crunchy too. You know, when you're anxious, you reach for those crunchy foods.
That's right.
Anything carbs and crunchy. Okay. So anything else stand out to you? I know the hopelessness is a big one. The feelings of how does this going to directly affect me? How is this going to directly affect my family? My future is looking bleaker by the minute. I'm so scared for our country. I can't believe our country is this stupid, maybe even anger at the country, or maybe not anger, but maybe like, where is this going? Oh my gosh, is this going to flip on me at the last second?
Yes. And one of the other disconcerting things is to see all of the businesses boarding up their windows.
Right.
After an election.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what in the world? This is the United States. We don't riot after an election. This is our sacred duty to vote and to accept the majority rule.
Right.
And it's not, you know, there's threats of violence and that kind of thing. So,
stocking up on food.
There is a lot of stress to be had.
There's
a lot of stress out there. And so we need to cope well with it, because we don't want to just stay stressed out about it.
Right. And if you came from any, you know, everybody's life is stressful as it is. So if you're going through a couple other things and then you've got election stress on top of it, you've got to be really careful that you don't send yourself over the top. So that's what we wanted to talk about today. I felt like this, just because of the stress I was feeling, I was like, we have to talk about this. So we came together with some helpful tips. We know that we've told you this before. And Dr. Barr, this is your big thing with the not scrolling on your phone or watching the news, obviously. We said that about the pandemic, and I know we probably agree about this, to not obsess over that.
It is so important to not give yourself a steady diet of this, unless you're a newscaster and that's your job.
Then you have to.
Because then you have to. But otherwise, it's just too upsetting.
And it's too back and forth too. You might think, oh, this, and then 2 seconds later, oh, that. And that's really how this has been going.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, I have clients who are absolutely enthralled with all of the minutia of the statistics and how the counties are breaking down, and they're very, very into the workings of the mechanism. And if you're into that, fantastic. You know, then this is like I said, this is a real civics lesson, and you're really seeing how pollsters work and that kind of thing. If you're not into that, that minutia is going to drive you crazy.
It might anyway,
it's
you know.
Make you anxious.
Yeah.
it might. But it quits being fascinating to you and just drives the anxiety.
Yes. Yes, it does.
So you need to give yourself a break from it.
Yeah. And you know, so many different sites are saying so many different things. There are so many different opinions out there. It's too much. It really is. You don't need the back and forth. I've decided I just need to know what the final result is, and then I'll be okay. Another thing I've noticed is that, you know, my husband and I, we mostly agree on everything. And I find that I don't think we need to talk about it, even though we agree. Sometimes it's best not to talk about it. We know we've heard before, don't talk about it with somebody who disagrees with you, which of course happens anyway. When you get into it with your friends and family, which I don't think you should ever talk about politics if you disagree. But I think too, there's some truth to not talking about politics when you agree. It can just be kind of like beating that horse over and over and it just nailing home the bad, you know, feelings and anxiety and tension and commiserating. And I don't know what you think about that, Dr. Barr.
Well, maybe I would use the analogy of it's like sitting and revving the anxiety motor.
Mm.
Sometimes you need to talk about it to get it out of you. Mm-hmm. To express your opinion, and if you want to express your opinion, certainly feel free to do that. But there comes a time where you may need to not do that because it just serves to rev your motor, and it makes you more upset and more angry and more anxious. And so at some point, you may need to call a halt and say, okay, I need to not talk about this now.
Yeah.
I've talked about it. I'm not influencing anyone else's opinion at this point. I'm just needing to vent. And if you need to vent, I get that and I understand that. But when you're just in a heated argument where you're not really open to hearing what that other person's view is, then it's like, well, we need to just stop and let things calm down.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to let those relationships come in first. You know, it's like, no, we're friends. We like each other. I can't believe you believe how you believe, but I still like you.
Yeah. And we also believe what we believe because we think it's the best thing. We believe it's truly the best thing. So it's coming from, you know, even though it doesn't seem like a good place, it's usually coming from a place of, I just think this is what's best. And okay, well, I think this is what's best. So you have to remember the other person thinks this is what's best. They're not trying to be an enemy or of you or attack you. It's just genuinely what they think is best. I think it's so important.
Right.
I've seen a lot of things that say like, on Facebook, I couldn't disagree more. It says, you know, everybody's saying we need to stay friends. We need to stay positive. Well, no, I'm not staying that because I'm standing for what is right. And I want I want division. And I'm like, okay, stop. Like, this is not, that's not the solution. I'm telling you that right now. This is a free country.
That's right.
We all have our opinions. Let's let each other have them. Let's all get along.
It's interesting, you know, no, I'm standing for what is right. And it's mm-hmm. like, yes, it is right in your eyes, but it's not right in someone else's eyes.
Yeah.
And that's
right.
That's the part that's hard to grasp sometimes.
Of course.
You know, how can you be an educated thinking person and believe that this party is good or that this strategy is good, you know, and because it's so different than what we think is right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we say majority rules, you know,
yes.
Because and right now we can see how pretty much even the different ways of thinking are in the country. We're pretty much even in terms of population.
Mm-hmm.
So So we need to give each other a lot of grace, realizing that we're both wanting the right thing for the country. And
yeah.
What is the best way forward? We're trying to look to see what is that best way. And we're not enemies. We are friends. Now, it's very hard to say that when you look at Congress, and it certainly feels like they're enemies because nobody even talks to each other across the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping that that will change one way or the other.
Yeah.
So that we can start working across the aisle and practicing the art of compromise a little bit more and quit villainizing each other, because we are trying to lead for the best.
Right. Yeah. I think another thing is we were talking about emotions and not, you know, if you need to talk about them with somebody who maybe agrees with you, that can be safe. You can also not avoid crying, because if you feel like crying, you should. A lot of people tell me, I don't like crying. I hate when I cry. And it's like, well, nobody loves crying, but that is nervous system release. It is a healthy thing. It's pushing you through the problem usually. It's giving you some resolution, yeah. Whether you know that or not, it is. And you don't have to feel bad about that.
At least giving you release from it.
Yeah.
Even if not resolution, it's giving you release.
Right. Your body is kind of, well, I feel like maybe not resolution, but like starting the working through process, you know?
That's right. Yeah.
And that can happen with elections. You don't need to feel silly if it makes you cry. If it's, you know, you can also write down what you're fearing. You can cry and write things down what you're fearing, and that's going to help
you
process it.
That's right.
You
can write while you're crying.
Right.
That's right. Absolutely.
There's no shame in that. You know, if you do something privately, nobody has to know. And I think that's a very healthy way to handle this. And instead of, you know, what we talked about with alcohol is numbing. So this would actually be the opposite. This would be unnumbing.
That's right. And,
yeah.
And I really don't recommend that you go to substance.
Yeah, me either.
Substances to numb you, mm-hmm. numb yourself, because the situation is still going to be the situation when the numbing wears off.
Right.
And it doesn't help you work through the situation or work through the feelings. So I'd much rather you cry, or like you said, sit down and write it out. You know, try to do something that's constructive for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may need to go exercise, you know, and burn off some of the nervous energy that gets created.
That's
huge.
Know,
go for a walk, go for a run, go out. If you've got a wood pile, go out and split some wood. That would be wonderful.
Watch the Hallmark Channel. I've been watching the Hallmark Channel because I can't take it. I'm like, I need to go to a land that is perfect and beautiful. And the Christmas movies are starting and I don't even care if I'm paying attention. I just want to visually see that the Hallmark Channel is on. Or baking. You can bake and watch the Hallmark Channel.
I think my wife must be more stressed than I knew because she had the Hallmark Channel on.
See, I was actually debating this last night. It's so funny. I was like, how much is viewership up right now with the Hallmark Channel? It's got to be high, because if I'm sitting here coping with the Hallmark Channel, other people are too. I'm glad to know your wife is.
That would be a fun statistic to see.
I know. I'm gonna check on that, see if it ever comes out.
The other thing is for people of faith, you know, Jesus went before Caesar Augustus, and in his trial before Caesar Augustus, you know, Caesar is saying to him, don't you know I have the power to crush you or save you? And Jesus clearly says to him in the New Testament, it's like, you have no power except what my Father has given you.
Mm-hmm.
And so those of us in the Christian faith feel like God is the one who raises up powers and takes down powers. He can raise up empires and take down empires. So he can raise and take down individual leaders as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually where I go for great comfort, is I go to my faith to feel like, all right, regardless of who wins here, I feel like, especially with this kind of a close election,
mm-hmm.
where we all got to vote our own consciences and vote the way we feel would lead the country better. We get to go and we get to vote. But here we clearly see that maybe the outcome is what God wants.
Right.
And if we trust that the outcome will be whatever God wants, then we can live with that easier.
Yeah.
We may not like it because it doesn't meet our immediate goals or our tax goals or our need for safety goals the way we thought we wanted it or whatever, you know, but mm-hmm. it's like, no, I can leave that in God's hands. We did our part. I did my part. I voted. I gave my expression, and I'm leaving it in the hands of the government and the hands of God.
Because there is nothing else I can do or add to it. Yeah.
I can't fix it by worrying, so I'm not going to worry about it. I can't influence any votes. I can't influence anyone who's counting the votes. Mm-hmm. I can't have any influence right now except to be a good citizen and wait to see what the result is.
Yeah.
That I can do, and that can have a great influence on my neighborhood and my family. Instead of railing against the process, it's like, okay, well, let's wait and see what's going to happen here.
Yeah, more in with your faith and less out with the news. And, you know, because it really is a good a fine line of what are you taking in versus, you know, what are you, like, where is your attention going? If you are yes. a person of faith, put your attention into that. I know when the coronavirus first hit my pastor, we had a really rough first week. It was like, what is going on? What is this? And my pastor gave a sermon and he pretty much said, you know what? We could die. Like, we might die. We don't know. We don't know what is going to happen. And it was so ironic because it gave me so much comfort because I just ended up saying, you know what? I might die. And that sounds really bleak and really weird. And there was obviously more hope put in it than that from a Christian perspective. But it was like, all right, I can do nothing here and I'm going to wait. And that was that.
Well, but that's also one of the things that we try to teach in our program is right. face the fear, mm-hmm. acknowledge what the real fear is and face that. And then don't die a thousand deaths. Because that's what we do in our imaginations.
Die a thousand deaths. I like that. Yeah, that's so true. That's so true.
You know, we try on such horrible scenarios and run those scenarios in our heads, and we just scare the pants right off of ourselves and put ourselves into panic attacks and all kinds of terrible feelings because of what we're thinking and what the pictures are in our head of what might happen.
And the news painting it for us as well, 24/7, if you're intaking
it. They help us.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, they do. And the other thing, I think, when you mentioned our program, I just do want to mention that if the tension is so high for you with the election and with everything, and you feel like I'm ready actually for a change, we do have our 16-week anxiety program, which is called Change. It deals with getting your body in control, which then gets your mind in control. Dr. Barr and I both did it. We highly recommend it. We highly recommend
it.
Seeking help as well, talking to somebody if you're feeling hopeless. Our Change program can
yes.
go hand in hand with seeing a therapist as well. Looking for that extra support. If you're feeling hopeless, please, you know, you've got options. Remember that we don't want you to just feel so stuck and so alone and so scared. It is a scary time. That's the reality. But I believe, and I know Dr. Barr believes, that we're all going to be okay. And there are sometimes deeper ways to cope. So definitely look into our Change program for sure.
None of us know what's going to happen. And so we need to not worry about what's going to happen. That's what scares us.
Yeah.
We can scare ourselves very badly with what's going to happen.
Yes.
And in terms of this election, I also have great faith in our Constitution.
Hmm.
And so while I think God, I'm hoping that God is in charge of what's really going to happen here, I also think our forefathers were led by God to design this Constitution to withstand moments just like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a balance of power in legislation and in executive and in judicial branches, and they're going to get us through. I know a lot of people that were absolutely horrified that Trump won the election 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
they thought
do.
The country was coming to an end. And our country hasn't ended.
We're still here.
And I don't think our country will end whoever lives, sees the light of day on this one and wins the election.
Yeah.
So We have a strong constitution. We have a strong country. We can trust each other and our neighbors to also feel like they want the best. And politically, you may be very different, but that may be the only way you're really different. You know, you enjoy the same sports teams, and you may go to the same church, mm-hmm. and or you may not, but you still like your neighborhood to look good, and you still want your neighborhood to be safe, and you still want your kids to get educated, and, you know, all those just common goals that we all have.
Yeah. And
that's going to all carry us through.
I also greatly recommend Dr. Barr's relaxation audio, but we have that free for you at lifefreeofanxiety.com/relax. I use that one so much, and it's so good. You need to get your body calm sometimes so your mind can think calm thoughts. The other day I was really angry.
Right.
You can't underestimate those breathing relaxation exercises we always talk about. I know there's one actually for the election right now on Headspace, how to relax
about the
election. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, yeah. So there's resources out there, but, okay. Well,
good.
I hope we provided you some light. Remember, this is not dire. We are all okay. And there is hope and there are good things ahead. 2020 has been very difficult.
It certainly has.
I have a family member.
It has given us a lot of challenges.
Yeah. I have a family member who was let go of their job today. So, I mean, it's unpredictable. It's been really hard. So give yourself that break.
Yeah.
We care about you. We know it's hard. We feel it too. So,
yeah, that's right. I have a family member that just got tested positive for COVID 2 days ago. So, yeah.
They doing okay, though?
We've got things that are real.
They doing
well,
okay?
Jury's out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we'll keep them in our prayers.
Yeah, we keep praying.
All right. Well, we will talk to you guys next week. Remember, you can look into our Change Anxiety Treatment Program. It is 16 weeks. You can do it fully online. Can't recommend it enough. ChangeWith2As.com. And we will talk to you next week.
Have a good day. Good week.
And again, Dr. Barr and I discussed the CHANGE program. That's a 16-week program you can do completely on your own from home. That's ChangeWith2As, change.com. To get more information, highly recommend you do it during this stressful time. And by the way, whose idea was it to have the election near the holidays? I mean, even if you're not getting together with your family, you're probably going to be more in contact with them pretty soon. And for everybody who disagrees, not always the easiest time, but you can work on your nervous system. You can work on how you handle yourself, because that's a lot of what the CHANGE program teaches. You can only control you, it turns out. Too bad, though, because it would be nice to be able to control others sometimes, but not the case. So change.com, CHANGE with 2As, we suggest you at least check it out. Or you might even consider giving it to somebody for Christmas who you know is struggling. So yes, thanks for sticking with us today. We know, like we said, it has been tough out there. So stay strong and stay healthy, and we will be back with you soon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope that something in today's conversation provided you with a feeling of hope, determination, or purpose. I know what you're going through, and that's why I want to give you some of the tools that helped me in my anxiety journey. To get a free copy of Free From Fears, head to freefromfearsbook.com. To find out more about the Change Anxiety Treatment Program, find us at changewith2as.com. Thanks again for listening, and remember, you are not broken, you are not alone, and you are on your way to living a life free of anxiety. See you next week. Before you go, I wanted to give you one last reminder to discover your anxiety profile at lifefreeofanxiety.com/profile. Going forward, we really think this should be the starting point for everyone's anxiety journey. Once you're done, you'll probably wonder how we could learn so much from just a few questions. It really is amazing. What you don't see is behind the scenes, your responses are compared to what we've learned from helping over 200,000 people just like you reverse their anxiety over the past 40 years. It's a data-backed assessment with real insights. I promise it's worth 90 seconds of your time, and it's totally free. Just click the link in the show notes or head to lifefreeofanxiety.com/profile, and I'll talk to you again soon.